Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Combs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Yankees. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-1 in the game. Kahm hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil moves to third. Berg moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. Adkins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Pipgras moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pipgras moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Willie Kaam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaam is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Derosier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pipgras. Falk moves to third. Kaam moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Derosier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk scores. Kaam moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil strikes out. 1 out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Kaam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaam tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Musel goes all the way around to score. Koenig moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 6, White Sox, 6. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Derosier hits a line drive towards the mound. Adkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabowski strikes out. 2 outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pipgras is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Combs reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berg is hit by the pitch. Cecil moves to second. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adkins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pipgras hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still. Musel reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koenig is walked intentionally. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Leo Durocher. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still. Pascal reaches second base with a double. Musel scores. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gazella now playing second base. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.